Prime Minister Mia Motley says that people awaiting their second COVID test should not be reporting to work. This was one of the complaints made to her last night as she took questions from members of the public. The Prime Minister also addressed the issue of deductions of workers' pay while they are quarantined.
Bottom line is, I'm being told that some workers are being told that the period of time during quarantine is to be deducted from their sick days. I think that that is highly unfair. The workers who invariably, in not every instance, but in most instances, who were not exposed because of their being reckless or their being somewhere where they should not have been. In 95% of the cases, it is because they were simply doing their job. And to ask them to have to pay by having their sick leave deducted such that when they really need it, because in most instances, I must tell you, the majority by far of the tests have come back negative. So it means that, yes, they've been forced to stay at home for the 3, 4, 5 days, whatever it is. But if you deduct that from their sick leave allocation, then when they really are ill and need it, especially at the start of this new calendar year, it's not going to be there for them. So I hope that this is a matter that the social partnership can engage in between the private sector, the Employers' Confederation and the unions to ensure that we can have clarity across the board with respect to it.
Another question raised last night was whether employees must be paid double pay for yesterday and today's emergency bank holidays. Since employers have already had to do so for Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day, in an environment where they have been seeing reduced revenue.
It's challenging, but it was essential. I think all of us will agree that we want to make sure that the country does not have a situation running out of control where people are dying and where people are inappropriately affected. And therefore, we took the decision in the national interest. I have indicated to those who have raised a similar issue to us that we are prepared to look at compensating people for the additional cost, and I think it's time and a half as opposed to double, and it would be the difference between your normal exposure and what you had to pay. But rather than doing it up front, we are prepared potentially to look at it as a tax credit or a tax allowance, so that when people are filing their taxes later this year, we can then look to offset it.
And the Prime Minister responded to a call to use trained manpower to improve the policing of hotel properties to reduce breaches of quarantine. This is as opposed to relying on what is called geofencing or the use of electronic bracelets to keep people confined to their respective quarters.
I've said two things. One, that the isolation and quarantine hotels need also to have reinforcement from and monitoring from the Royal Barbados Police Force, as well as the Barbados Defence Force. But I've gone further. The National Security Council has agreed that in these times, that both the Royal Barbados Police Force and the Barbados Defence Force should seek to enhance their numbers by ensuring that persons who have retired and who are not in the vulnerable group but who can still give service ought to be encouraged to come back in to amplify our numbers as we go forward in these difficult situations. The other thing that has been discovered is that in some instances people are given wrong contact information, wrong addresses, etc. And therefore we are going to be tightening up on what information has to be given. But more importantly, I think that when we look to introduce the digital ID card, which we have expedited, because we want to move to, as far as possible, a cashless society, because cash itself becomes a medium for the virus, as I understand it. We are also going to have some conversations as to what are the obligations of citizens with respect to the provision of accurate information on their address, particularly in areas where it is required. But we are in a position to use access to other records with the appropriate matters, provided that there is a law enforcement issue that needs to be pursued in order to be able to access persons' records. You can't just access them just willy-nilly, so there has to be a legal framework within which it can be supported.
Prime Minister Mia Motley, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.